I'm willing to bet that you, yes, you, listening to this right now, have experienced highway hypnosis. And in today's episode of the Free Neville Goddard podcast, we're going to explore how highway hypnosis is probably keeping you stuck in a rut, no matter how good you are at this. Because any of us can slip into the experience of highway hypnosis. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard podcast. It is the 7th of March, 7:43 a.m. We've got a live group call this USA Friday. We've got a remarkable call USA Sunday. We're on fire here. Because we don't have highway hypnosis. By the way, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about what highway hypnosis is. It's a real term. And I can remember reading about it in high school, way back in the 80s. And I remember before reading about it, experiencing it with my dad, because we'd be going down the road. We're going down U.S. Route 119 one day, heading north. And my dad usually got off at the exit by the Volkswagen plant so we could go to Eaton Park and get their buffet. Oh my God, he loved the Eaton Park buffet. And you know what happened? We cruised right on past the exit. Neither one of us was talking. I don't even think the radio was on. But my dad was deep in a state of highway hypnosis. And suddenly about 2-3 minutes go by and he's like, whoa, where was I? I was going to turn back there. You should have said something. We had a giggle, kept going, and eventually made our way back to the Eaton Park buffet, enjoyed the salad bar. God, they made such good chili, and if you added nacho chips and some cheese to it, oh, it was divine. But I digress. So, my dad cruised past the exit because he was in highway hypnosis. He was entranced by the road he was on. And today on Facebook, I met someone with a name with way too many letters that I can pronounce. Sorry. Yeah. We all have our limits, don't we? And at some point, you get to use your limits as a tool. But I appear to digress. Because here's what happened. So on Facebook, somebody puts up a post, and it's got a lot of words about their problem. It's like, radio? Okay. So I ask a question, right? You know, are you imagining the other person happy? That's an easy one, right? That's a solution. Instead of imagining the arguments, the fallouts, the problems, all the stuff that they've already rambled about, I ask, are you imagining him happy? And they reply with more problem. They never get around to my question. So I ask again, are you imagining him happy? We'll see where this goes, by the way. Because that's an exit. At any point in time, you can notice, am I imagining what implies my wish is fulfilled? And if not, stop. You see, the cool thing about imagination is it's not like US Route 119. You don't have to wait for the next exit. You can exit at any time. There's no such thing as an illegal U-turn. You can exit at any time. But what happens is, when you experience highway hypnosis, the only thing you see is the highway. You don't see the exit signs. You might not even hear the other people in the car. Because all you see, all you notice, is the road that you're driving on. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people send me letters, emails, right? I got one the other day, 1,249 words. Wow. And I gave it a quick skim, and I got to the end, and I thought, right. And at the end, there were like four questions. It's like, rightio. You see, I'm not going to answer their trance. They're in trance. They're in highway hypnosis. So I write back, and I says, look, can you tell me all this in three sentences? And it takes them 2 days to write back, but they condense it down to three sentences. Cool. And in 7 words or less, this is my reply. Can you tell me what your desire is here? And they write back about 20 minutes later. This is what I want. I said, cool. What are you imagining that implies that is true? And this is where there's a decision point to make. You can buy the trance. You can behave as if your world is like Route 119 North and get hypnotized by the details of your problem and the possible consequences and the details of the possible consequences. Or you can discover your awareness of being as God. That consciousness is the only reality, that you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime, and you've got a choice to make right now. In the first example, are you imagining him happy? I really don't care about the problem. I care about you. And are you imagining him happy? Yes or no? If not, start imagining him happy. Right? What would imply to you that he's happy with what's going on? That'll change what's going on. You see, people complicate this stuff up. And there's 2 ways you can complicate this stuff up. One, you can add in a lot of stuff that doesn't work and doesn't matter. Brainwave recordings, affirmations, crystals, the dark side of the moon, the light side of the moon, the phase of the moon. Anyway, none of that matters. What matters is you. Neville Goddard said, you are the power, you are the operant power. He says, every desire has its own plan and power. It has its own plan of fulfillment, its own power. You're the operant power. You don't gotta wait for anything to operate the power. Done. What you do get to do is buy the pearl. So there's 2 sides to this from what I can tell. There's the technical. And we share a lot of that, we share the absolute foundations for that for free at howtofeelitreal.com. That's 1 word, howtofeelitreal.com. And the other side of the coin, because this is really important, it doesn't matter how good your technique is if you don't have the right philosophy. And the core of the philosophy, pearlpowerpack.com. And here's the deal. You have to give up the belief in all powers outside of you to block, to influence, to change what's in your world. PearlPowerPack.com. Go read the quote. Go read the story. And if you want that 3-for-1 deal, grab it. Because right now you've got an opportunity. You can dive into the details of how this works and why this works, or you could be hypnotized by the details of your problem and be stuck in highway hypnosis. So for now, I want you to imagine sharing with me your accomplishments. I want you to imagine my smiles as we go into the silence. All right. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, feel free to share it. Leave a comment. Share it someplace. Because you never know who you're going to bless. Be the blessing. Be blessed. Have a great day. Dive deeper. Soar higher. PearlPowerPack.com. See ya.